The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Over the past few weeks, you've heard me talking with my friend Mike Gallagher about his role as Daddy Warbucks in the South Carolina Children's Theater production of Annie. Many of you have emailed, you've texted about seeing the show. And what a great job. If you haven't seen Annie yet, you need to hurry because, folks, the tickets are about sold out. They're selling very quickly. Go to secchildrenstheater.org, secchildrenstheater.org. Get your tickets today. How fortunate are we here in the upstate to have such a beautiful theater for these kids to learn about theater? This production was supposed to have happened with the grand opening celebration last year. Because of COVID, like so many things, it was delayed. But boy, was it worth the wait. You're not going to believe how well these kids and the adults and my friend Mike Gallagher, how well they do in Annie. It's a pleasure to have two of the people who lead this wonderful organization. On our guest line this morning, Matt Giles and my friend Betsy Besson, co-directors of Annie. Welcome, and thanks to both of you for being with us today. Betsy, I'm going to start with you. You and I, we've been down this road before. This is not the first time Mike has been Daddy Warbucks. Let's talk for a minute about my friend Mike. Now, I got to tell you, first off, let me apologize to both of you. My voice is a little raspy today. I've been fighting some allergies, and I don't think either of you are going to find this surprising. I needed to catch a ride downtown the other night, Friday night, actually, and I asked Mike if I could ride down with him as he was coming to the theater. My wife was already downtown, so he's concerned because my voice was a little raspy, and so he makes me wear a mask. Now, keep in mind, I've loaned him my car to drive while he's in town, so I'm in my own car. He's driving. I have to wear a mask and keep the window down, so I think he actually made my throat worse. Now, Betsy, we've been around Mike a long time. I'm sure the dramatics of that doesn't surprise you.
True that. He's a great guy, but he is also very, very responsible because he knows he has to stay as healthy as he can during the run of this show. So he's vigilant, that's for sure. But he's a great, great guy. I love working with him.
Vigilant is a good description. Matt, welcome in. Now, Matt, you are, I know you have ties to the upstate, but this is a fairly new position for you as you move back to the upstate last year, just in time for things to be closed down for COVID.
That's right. I was in Seattle for a few years and then Minneapolis, and I came back to Greenville to the Children's Theater, and my very first day was March 16th, 2020, and that's the day I walked into the office for my first day of work, and we shut everything down. So it was a beautiful way to start a new opportunity in Greenville.
Yeah. Wow. And then what a tough year it has been, but you guys have made the most of it. Betsy, I remember that last summer, Mike and I came over to see the new theater, and what a beautiful facility you guys have there. You have to be so proud of it. But Mike and I came over, and you showed us, Betsy, what you were doing just to make things work so that these kids would not miss out on some of the summer activities. Talk with us about that.
Right. It was so early in the whole pandemic and trying to read through all the things that might be causing it and how to keep people safe and what can we do to continue to do what we do, because kids really benefit from working in theater, the collaborative process and having a voice and being able to share ideas and that sort of thing. So it was all about, you know, how do we get them in the building safely and sort of in a pod of their own, and how do we clean that facility appropriately? And we started hand washing like nobody's business, and we were cleaning surfaces like crazy and making sure that, you know, masks off, we're only outside, and keep trying to keep 3-year-olds 6 feet apart, you know, and we developed what we called COVID bumpers, where they would walk in a line with their hands out in front of them to make sure they were farther away from the child in front. So it was reinventing the wheel over and over again as you, you know, just tried to navigate through. But as I was showing you the building, it was like as we were getting through the summer where we, you know, this past summer we had over 1,000 students. So it's how do you get through a summer and at the end of the summer, the building looks just as pristine as it did at the beginning because we were so vigilant, again, the word, with cleaning and keeping the air circulating and all the surfaces totally clean. So the new building still looks like a new building because we've been so careful with all of that. But.
Well, and it is just a beautiful building. Again, you have to be so proud of what you guys have there. And look, I'm just so happy to be a part of the Upstate community and to be able to come to the Children's Theater. Betsy, let's talk specifically for a minute about Annie. As we mentioned a minute ago, this is not the first time that my friend Mike has played this role. I think it was in 2013 when you guys did this last.
I think so. I don't have the date.
Yeah.
Is it 13 or 14? I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so somewhere in that range, 2013, 2014. And I got to tell you, I love the production then. And so I'm thinking when you guys approached Mike again, saying, you know, here, and again, this was supposed to have been last year, the opening of the theater. I'm thinking there's no way you reproduce what you did because it was just magical then. But I got to tell you, Betsy and Matt, you guys have done it again. What a great performance with Annie. What a great cast you have.
They are very talented and, of course, very hungry to perform because the pandemic pretty much shut everybody down. And we had to, you know, take into consideration safety, you know, moving forward because we're trying to do a musical with people singing without masks on. But and Matt can address more of this, but we're only casting 12 and up. So our orphans may be a little bit taller than they have been in the past, but because at that time they were the only ones that could be fully vaccinated. But Mike has brought it again. I know Harry Connick Jr. is a remarkable performer, but I will give it to Mike Gallagher for this role, hands down, because he's just so warm and so funny and so sincere in his transition when he goes from the businessman to the warm-hearted father figure, and he's just delightful to watch. Again, you know, it's like I watch him again in this rendition and get to see him making new, you know, discoveries as he goes through the rehearsal process. So it's, and he and his rapport with Aiden, who's playing our Annie, is just remarkable. You know, it's like watching them just play with as they're on stage in rehearsal. It was a lot of fun.
She is just amazing, and I'm glad you brought up the NBC special because I tried to watch it, and once you've seen Mike Gallagher's Daddy Warbucks, Harry Connick Jr., no one can hold up to Mike Gallagher because he just makes the role, you know. Now, Matt, you guys made the decision to add additional Saturday evening performances because tickets were just selling so good. Talk with us about how you make that decision to add additional shows, and those tickets are about gone too.
Debbie Bell, our executive director, Debbie and I joke, we get every morning a ticket sale report directly delivered to our email. It comes in about 7:15 a.m. And that was the first thing I did when I wake up each morning was open my phone to see how these tickets are selling because they have been flying. And so, as we got closer to performances, we started looking at what our capacity was and where we were and all of those sorts of things, how many tickets we had left and the shows we'd already programmed. And it became very clear that the demand, you know, just as Betsy was saying, I think the hunger for our performers is there, people who haven't been able to be on stage in, you know, nearly 2 years now. But also there's a hunger from audiences, people who haven't been able to be in large spaces with live audiences, sitting next to people and laughing together and emoting together and feeling, you know, the joy of being in a shared space with shared experiences. I think, you know, we saw that happen. And so we quickly made the decision that we needed to add a few shows because the demand was so great. People wanted to be in the space. We wanted to see this story and the story of hope and optimism. And, you know, especially in the midst of this holiday season and after all that we've been through over the past 2 years. So it was an easy call to make, and those tickets, you're right. I mean, that's still our best, most available seats, but it's even those are getting scarce now.
Yeah, you can go to sechildrenstheater.org, sechildrenstheater.org. Get your tickets today. Guys, what a great job. Again, I'm just proud to have the South Carolina Children's Theater as part of my community here. Matt, you know, welcome back to the Upstate. Betsy, it's always good to talk with you. And just keep up the good work, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joey.
Yes, just a pleasure to have you both.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.